The exhibition is a travelling program from the West Australian Museum, and it's been funded by the Commonwealth Government's Visions program. And the Visions program is a wonderful initiative which enables museums to get the jewels out of their collections to travel to regional areas in Australia. And every program has to travel across at least three state borders, and we'll be the only venue in Victoria which will be showing this magnificent work. So it's wonderful for us to be participating in that national level of showing these wonderful landscapes of Australia.
Roger, the work focuses on mining landscapes in Western Australia. Why do you think it's important for the Gold Museum to display such an exhibition?
Well, I think as the Gold Museum, we're trying to explore different aspects of the story of gold, both in Victoria but also nationally and sometimes internationally. So something like this, which brings the story up to date, there's a very contemporary images that have just been taken in the last couple of years or so. So they're showing a wonderful contrast to perhaps the mining that we normally display that was going on in Ballarat in the 1850s or up to 1918, and just these massive open cut mines and incredible infrastructure that the new mines represent compared to the way it was all done, you know, 1800 years ago.
And Bertinsky, one of the things that he's exploring is man's reliance on resources. So do you think that there's a sort of key message in this exhibition?
Oh, I think so. I mean, when you look at the impact which these mines have had on the landscape, they are in some respects incredibly beautiful, but they also are incredible transformations of what that landscape would have looked like originally. So these operations are massive, and the impact is huge on those particular areas. But at the same time, there's an incredible beauty about what he's captured.
Yeah, I think you've sort of described it really well, because looking at the landscapes, they are quite stark and, you know, quite confronting, but in the same light, they are detailed and quite beautiful. Let's look at this one in front of us right here. This is the Otto Warn mine in Kalgoorlie. Tim, can you describe a little bit of what we can see before us?
Well, Bertinsky talks about his work being an exploration of manufactured landscapes within natural landscapes. And as Roger was saying, the way in which these mining landscapes are an intervention into the earth, they are essentially doing a destructive process, but they have created aesthetic patterns of themselves, which are beautiful. They have great aesthetic qualities. And Bertinsky's capturing these in a photograph like this one, where you can see these beautiful natural patterns and the way in which the materials in the earth have been brought out of the earth and expressed on the surface in ways that create really quite extraordinary patterns, and he's captured those beautifully. And it's always that tension between the extraction of these resources that we need to sustain our standard of living. It has a consequence, but even within that consequence there is an aesthetic beauty, and that's what Bertinsky is exploring. It's a challenge in a way for us to look at those things and always be questioning the nature of the activity, but also to have an eye for the beauty of a manufactured landscape, as he calls them.
Do you think that it kind of raises concerns about the sustainability of mining across Australia?
Perhaps not so much about the sustainability of mining, but the sustainability of all human activity, because the breadth of Bertinsky's work is not just in mining, it's in other things as well. Human activities that, you know, a lot of the times some of the dirtiest jobs that people are doing. He has done an exploration of the building of the major dams and power stations and hydroelectric infrastructure in China, which is just extraordinary work. So I think he's constantly challenging us to be aware of our impact on the earth and what it's creating. But also as well, it's acknowledging that all human activity has a purpose. And just to keep challenging, you know, why we do things in the way in which we do them, and what's the impact on our planet.
And Bertinsky is a Canadian-born artist, but he's got exhibitions worldwide, including New York and Paris. So the quality of his images are quite astounding.
Extraordinary detail, and these are very large format photographs, as you can see. They're almost 2 metres by 2 metres, and yet the detail in them is quite extraordinary. So even to the extent that you can see power lines in the infrastructure that's been installed, and because they're so big, you can stand in front of them and feel you're actually at the site. So it is quite extraordinary art in the way in which it creates a perspective.
So there's a few different types of mines that he's captured in his images.
Yes, there's a fabulous shot of the Mount Waleback iron ore deposits in the Hammersley, and the gold and nickel deposits around Kalgoorlie, as well as the Dampier Salt Works, which is right up on the northwestern part of Western Australia. There are 28 images almost 2 metres square, and they fill two rooms of the Gold Museum. There's a triptych which fills an entire wall, which just makes you feel like you're looking into the super pit, like you were really there. And having been there, I can say that the experience was just so evocative of actually standing there at the super pit and seeing what was happening inside it. To some extent, the pictures are so grand, they're so rich in colour, the detail is so superb, they're almost overwhelming, but they're incredibly rich, and every single one of them is telling a magnificent story. So it's something for everybody in these. You can appreciate them as great photographs. I'm sure that photographers will come and marvel at the skill that Patinsky's shown in capturing the images, but I think everybody will appreciate seeing parts of Australia that many people will never get to see. To see them in this scale and this richness of detail and colour, it's just extraordinary.